Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We are boarding for Jerk Air and we have a new passenger.
And I'm going to sort of a little bit defend one thing about what happened here. Not the way she handled it, but one thing.
Okay. Wild TikTok footage captured an irate United Airlines passenger's foul-mouthed meltdown after her flight was delayed amidst the government shutdown last month. The viral incident unfolded on the tarmac of Newark Liberty International Airport and ended with the passenger being removed from the plane, according to the TikTok that was posted on November 10th. Quoting here from the passenger who took the video, "This woman went absolutely nuts and we had to return back to the gate to remove her. Video shows a blonde passenger exiting her window seat and stopping in front of a flight attendant who she snaps at. I'm getting up. I'm allowed to stand. When you keep us on the tarmac for an hour, I'm allowed to stand up." The flight attendant nods and calmly tells the fuming passenger, "It's not a problem. Not a problem at all. Really not a problem for me to want to blanking stand, you blanking C word."
Right. Not okay to say that.
The irate passenger then spits as the flight attendant walks away.
Also not okay. However, can I just say one thing? But however.
That's assault with a biological weapon.
No, I talked to Sam about this out in the newsroom. If you get anxiety or are a little bit claustrophobic when you fly, and you are trapped in that fuselage, there are some people among us who get very, very agitated having to sit for an hour and be told you can't stand up. I understand that agitation. I've had it happen. I've had it happen where there's no air conditioning, and 2 hours later, we're still sitting there. And my anxiety, I went into complete panic mode.
Because if the plane's not moving,
caged
there's
rat.
No AC.
Caged rat panic mode. And just, you know, I would never stand up and call a flight attendant a name or God knows spit on anyone. But I remember just thinking, get me off the plane, get me off the plane. I've got to get off. I've got to get off the plane. And in this case, she was escorted off the plane. I mean, but have you never been trapped in that fuselage,
yes,
especially in the summer, where I remember thinking, maybe I just want to be thrown off. Like, open the door and let me jump DB Cooper style, because I can't sit here another second.
Several years ago, we were on the tarmac in Cancun for 2.5 hours. No AC. It's always hot in Cancun. Your friend Sandra Olivas,
yeah,
can testify. She was sitting in the row in front of me on the way back from Kansas City. And it was anxiety-inducing. And I wanted to get off that plane, but, you know, I'm there with my kids and, you know, what am I going to do?
We also had a couple of weeks ago a flight attendant who was agitated and loved to talk very loudly and overmodulatedly into the microphone. And one man, as we were stuck on the tarmac maybe 40 minutes, one man stood. And we were not moving. The plane was on, but we were not moving.
Okay.
And this woman repeatedly, "If I have to tell you one more time, you are in violation." She was literally screaming into the microphone over one guy that kept standing. And remember, I said to Johnny, why not just go discuss this with that guy? Because maybe he has anxiety issues. Mm-hmm. Why blow the rest of our ears out repeatedly when we're all trying to behave, but we're sitting here stuck 40 minutes?
Well, how long is it going on? Because I would stand. I would be losing feeling in the lower half of my legs.
I think there's a fine line between telling everyone this is how you have to behave, there's no exceptions, and the gray area that starts seeping in after an hour.
And by the way, if they made me sit back down, you better believe that lawsuit was coming for loss of joy of life because my legs went
numb. The first thing this woman says, when the flight attendant kind of gives her a look, the woman goes, oh, I'm standing. If you're going to trap me here for an hour, I'm standing.
What would be the problem with just standing up?
Because there's some rule.
If the plane randomly moves, they could be liable.
Yeah, if the plane is on, which is why this woman was screaming overmodulated into the mic last week like four times when we were stuck there, there's some rule. I'm saying we need to have a discussion about that rule. And I'm not...
Do we overdo it here?
Yes.
Because when I was in Bulgaria, this happened. I was stuck on the tarmac for like 45 minutes. It just so happened that the plane was so small that when I sat down, I had to put my knees up like a foot and a half.
Oh, God.
So I was like pretzeled in there, so my feet weren't even touching the ground, kind of a thing. And I asked the flight attendant, I'm like, any idea how long I'm going to be here? And she told me about an hour. And I was like, do you mind if I just stand by the bathroom? Because this position's not going to work for an extra hour. She was so nice about it. She's like, yeah, no problem. Like, use it if you want to. I was like, okay, thanks.
I just feel like there needs to be a number, and it's certainly an hour, but I would even say 45 minutes.
Are you not allowed to get up and go to the restroom?
You have to let me stand. And so up to the point where that woman had said, I'm standing. You're going to trap us here for an hour. I'm standing. I am in camp... anxiety, crazy woman. Now, after that, I can't defend what she did.
You mean the C word and the sitting?
Yeah, nor would I, and you know that.
I know.
She did work F, C, and B into the same sentence that back to back to back.
Adjectives and verbs all mixed together. That takes...
She's a wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
Is she? Really? 913-586-7798. What would you do? You're on the tarmac for an hour. 2 hours. The flight attendants are telling you to sit down. David Bloom, remember him? The reporter from NBC News?
He
died in a tank in Iraq. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.